Thank you for being here today. Today's gospel seems like it is about Jesus confronting the authority in the synagogue on the Sabbath. But for me, there's more to that story. Have you ever had someone in your life that through their hardships, they made you a better person, more gentle, patient, and kind? Maybe they made it easier for you to express your thoughts and feelings and concerns by how they dealt with their issues. Someone who perhaps had a physical affliction like the woman in today's gospel. Someone who needed help and support, not only from you, but from the whole community. The woman in today's gospel is only referred to as a daughter of Abraham. We know she was known by those who were regulars in the synagogue, but unfortunately, we haven't been given her name. We have no other identity other than the description of her physical condition. But I know she was more than that. She appeared to be more to the folks in the synagogue. She must have been a valuable member of that congregation. She must have been cared for by them. It would have been impossible for her to survive without help. She would have been unable to make a living. And where did she live? And who were her caregivers? She had a different view of the world. The first thing she would have seen of a person who approached her was their feet. But she got used to seeing the whole world out of the corner of her eye. Because of her posture, she had to constantly look up and sideways. She had a different view of her surroundings from what other people saw. When Jesus spoke directly to her, she had to look at him by craning her neck and head and peering up at him out of the corner of her eye. But she wasn't there to ask for healing. She was there because she was part of that community and she wanted to know what was going on. I'm pretty sure that after 18 years, she had come to terms with her physical affliction. But Jesus showed her compassion. This story reminds me of my Uncle Billy. Billy was my mother's older brother by just a few years. He was born in 1916. He was born with a birth defect. Billy walked stooped over and stumbled with every step. The muscles in his face twitched uncontrollably. In addition to all of that, he had a severe speech impediment. Conversations with Billy were difficult for those who were unfamiliar with his speech patterns. You had to listen carefully and be patient. In those days, there was little health care or no social services for families like my grandparents. The odds of Billy surviving were not good, but he did. In spite of all that, Billy lived into his 60s. Uncle Billy was a productive member of our community. He could read, he could write, he could drive, and he loved to garden. He worked as the groundskeeper at the town cemetery, and he even kept a small house of his own outside of town. He spent a lot of time with us. He was always at our house, and he loved doing things with us kids. His favorite thing, for example, was dyeing Easter eggs every Saturday before Easter. Uncle Billy would show up, he'd bring strawberry pop and candy bars and join right in. He gave us many fond memories, and that was his ministry. He left a great legacy for all of us members of our community. Billy learned how to live with his condition and how to be a strong participant in his community life. It was with the help of others that that happened. When I was old enough to go to school, I was surprised to learn that half of my class, my grade school class, knew Uncle Billy, and they knew him as Uncle Billy. What these two stories have in common is community. In both situations, these two people who lived with difficulty were important members of a community. They cared about others, and they were cared for by others. Their communities felt that if one suffered, they all suffered. And they both contributed to their community in their own way. The gospel today describes Jesus as teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, but not about the content of his teaching. A religious leader takes offense at Jesus' action because of his views of what was acceptable for Sabbath. The distraction caused by the ruler of the synagogue's objection to Jesus healing the woman on the Sabbath is a reminder to us how we need to react as a community to the rhetoric that we hear from those in authority in our lives. The bickering that we hear from our elected officials, for example, is a distraction from the real issues. I don't think that the synagogue leader was a bad person. I think he was doing his best to interpret laws that didn't make any sense pertaining to what was acceptable on the Sabbath and understand what was really happening. And Jesus was saying that authority should not be obeyed blindly. Jesus felt it important to break down the barriers and eliminate the distractions that were put in place by those in authority in an attempt to keep control. And he did that by healing the woman on the Sabbath. I can't imagine that there was anybody in the synagogue that day that really thought it was okay for Jesus to neglect someone in need, someone he could help. So what is our duty as a community? It is our duty as community members to proclaim the good news of God's kingdom, to teach, to baptize and nurture. But it's also important for us to respond to human need, to seek justice, to challenge violence, to pursue reconciliation, as well as safeguard the great gifts that God has given us. As a compassionate community, we can do that. I would like to believe that the woman in today's gospel was healed, worked by being a great advocate for those who are less fortunate, maybe the poor. Maybe she became a teacher, or maybe she became a preacher. I would like to think that she reinvented herself as a voice for the disabled and a more productive member of her community. I hope she was able to share those gifts that she had been given. That's what being a community member is all about, offering up your gifts. We all have gifts to share, and there's always someone in need that we can share them with. When suffering happens, we as a community are called to step up and ease that pain. Nothing gives God more glory than we, as a community, come together, share our bounty, and respond to the needs of others. Amen.